Welcome to Eastern Sierra Now. This is Jesse Steele. Oh, not a lot today. Like I said, if you've been following me, I was trying to spread it out throughout the week, but I think I didn't spread far enough. I have the same problem with cupcakes. I wind up having like four cupcakes that are just cake. No icing. I don't know how. I'm not very good with the spatial reasoning, I suppose. So anyway, let's just get to it and get this over with, huh? So yesterday, quick sports news before we get into the hard-hitting news. That was not pun unintended, but very true. Broncos soccer, they prevailed over the Mammoth Huskies. So yesterday, the Broncos traveled to Mammoth to play the Huskies and brought home the win. Broncos 4, Huskies 2. The Broncos will have a home game Thursday, that is January 27th against Rosemond at 3 p.m. and 5 p.m. Stats for tonight's game, number 11, Santana, 3 goals, 1 yellow. Number 20, Gonzalez, 1 goal. And number 3, Del Judice, 1 assist and 1 yellow. And that comes from assistant coach Dominic Jean. So thank them for that. And those boys are really kicking. They're kicking soccer balls something fierce. And that's pretty great. I mean that truly. I don't think I've seen a soccer team be this dominant in a long time. It is actually quite impressive to watch. So good job, boys. And keep those stats a-coming. So up next we have some updates on the vehicle crash in Independence that we reported on yesterday. We actually got the CHP information on that, as well as a few more pictures. If you head over to Eastern Sierra Now, you can see those pictures, and it did quite the number there. It took out about, you know, an eighth of the building. The car is the truck is completely smashed. So, you know, it is what it is. It sucks. I'm glad everybody's okay. From what I understand, the driver had to be flown out to, I believe, Lancaster, Palmdale, wherever their hospital is. I'm not quite sure, for some injuries. And I heard through the grapevine that he had a couple of broken bones here and there, but I have not heard that for a fact, so I can't say that one way or the other. And if we hear more, we'll tell you. But anyway, here's what CHP released. January 25th at approximately 3:56 p.m., the driver of a Dodge Dakota pickup was traveling northbound U.S. 395 in the town of Independence at a high rate of speed. At the same time, a driver of a Toyota RAV4, it's always the RAV4s, was traveling northbound U.S. 395 at approximately 30 miles per hour. Also, within the town of Independence, the driver of the SUV had noticed a red pickup approaching from behind at a high rate of speed. The driver of the SUV swerved to the left and into oncoming traffic lanes to avoid being struck by the pickup. Despite actions taken by the driver of the SUV, the pickup sideswiped the right side of the SUV. The pickup continued northbound on US 395 at a high rate of speed before swerving to the right and off the highway. The pickup crashed into a light pole and into a vacant restaurant building. The driver of the pickup was trapped within the vehicle and he suffered major injuries due to the crash. Okay, there it is. I don't know the exact injuries, but yeah, I'd heard that it was like a pelvis maybe and some ribs and a leg. I mean, it sounds like it was pretty bad. So there you go. Major injuries. That's not good. Personnel from the Independence Volunteer Fire Department, Lone Pine Volunteer Fire Department, and Cal Fire extricated the driver from the wreckage. The driver was transported by Mercy Air via helicopter to Antelope Valley Hospital for treatment. Additional personnel from Inyo County Sheriff's Department, Caltrans, Los Angeles Department of Water and Power, and the California Highway Patrol had responded to the crash scene. This crash is still under investigation by Bishop CHP. So head over to Eastern Sierra Now and see those pictures and read that article. Gosh, we hope the best for all parties concerned, because it looks pretty rough there. So I'm hoping that everyone is okay in this situation. And as was mentioned as I was speaking about this earlier with some people, good thing it was an abandoned restaurant. Imagine if that was, you know, a lunch place and people were going, you know, that or dinner, that would be no good. So, you know, thank God for small miracles, as they say. You know, I wanted to remind people about subscribing to the website. We are at 699 subscribers. We want to hit that 700 mark. We're right there. We just need one more person to subscribe to email through easternsierranow.com. And that hits that 700 mark, and that would be fantastic. You guys have been nothing but amazing throughout all of this, just signing up and helping us push forward. And it gives us a lot of hope for the future of being able to keep being the, you know, number one news source in the Valley, especially social media. That's true on social media. So it's not just an opinion. So that would be pretty cool. You know what else would really help us? Advertising. So if you have a business and you would like to get it out there to 30,000 people, YouTube a month, over 30,000 website a month. We have 14,000, almost 15,000 followers now on Instagram. We have right about 1,000, I believe, on Facebook. I mean, we are hitting a lot of people. This podcast alone is, I think, 100 people download it. But what I can't tell you is who listens to it through the website, because I know multiple people that do, and I can't really tell you the numbers on that. So it just, you know, by people telling me is how I know that that's the case. But that means there's a lot of people listening. So it makes me a little nervous. But, you know, we have super reasonable prices. I believe we're the lowest in the area, and you're going to get a lot more for what you're paying. I didn't like the idea of making you a commercial, you know, well, here at Johnny's Hamburger Shop, we have hamburgers and we serve hamburgers, and you can come down and get a hamburger at Johnny's Hamburger Shop, you know, 760-555-5555, Johnny's Hamburger Shop. You know, that's most advertising, and I don't mean here, I mean in general, that's what you get. So you're paying $600-$700 a month for that. They record it one time, I know, because I'm the actor that does it, and it is posted forever, and they just keep airing that. And it's like, well, that's, I don't know, in the day of social media, we're all into each other's business. Oh, it's too much. But you know, you know that this person is out of town today. You know that that person just had a baby. You know that this person loves their sandwich. You know, oh, they went to the gym. You know, you've got that. So in this day and age, our perception is a little bit different about advertising. So I think people tune out when you just hear Johnny's Hamburger Shop. So if you come on with an interview with Johnny eating a hamburger, that's way more interesting. You know, you show what goes into making the hamburger. You tell me about the special. I guess what I'm trying to say is it's more personalized, and that's what I think sells, and that's what is proven to get out there more and more people care. Think about TikTok. How many people are on TikTok all day long? It's because it's personalized. You are watching someone do something, and that's the platform we're trying to emulate here, is get your stuff out there constantly. And if you listen to us, you know every day I talk about at least one, if not more, of our advertisers and my personal experiences with them. And I think that is what we're selling and why it's great. And like I said, we have the lowest prices around. So if you are interested, please hit us up. We would like to keep growing. We'd like to get some more reporters. We'd like to get more done. And that just requires money. We've been going for 6 months of just doing it for the love of doing it. And I think we've built something that's actually really worth everybody's time, and everybody is really following us. I get nothing but great compliments about what we're doing, and I would really like to keep pushing that. So if you have any interest, it's info@easternseernow.com. You can go sign up at easternseernow.com. There is a first stop advertising link, and on there you can fill out the information that you need for me to get back to you to talk about this. So that being said, you know, today I want to talk about Copper Top Barbecue. And I'm not going to talk about barbecue. In fact, what I'm going to talk about is their new beer tap. It's upside down. If you've been following me, you'll know that I've talked about this quite a bit, and I saw it today. It was crazy. It's like space beer. I'm not kidding. So it's not quite operational yet, but tomorrow or the next day, it should be up and running, and you can go get a beer, a space beer, as I call it. It is actually pretty cool. I'm going to post some pictures and stuff on the website here in the next few days, and you can watch maybe a video of it. But how it works is there's like a little nubbin on the tabletop, and you press a beer cup that has a sort of like a, you know, if you drink like a Powerade and it has that little thing at the top that allows it to come out but not back in, it's like a little rubber gasket kind of thing. Well, that's built into the cup. So you jam the thing down on the nubbin and it fills the cup to the brim with no foam, just beer. Pull it off, boom, done. Every time, perfect pour. It's incredible. And there's little LEDs in it on top of that, so it kind of glows while it's really, really interesting. You need to go check it out. So head down and check that out. You'll see it on the website here pretty soon. But just go down there and get yourself a sandwich and get a beer. It's really interesting to watch. It's quite like you're going to want to get two, not because you want two beers, even though everybody wants two beers, because it's really interesting to watch. It just is. So we had a fun time putting it together and helping out Matt and the guys down there, and I thank them for inviting me, and we'll get some pictures up and go from there. So coppertopbarbecue.com. Remember, you can order online. You can head down there and get your local 20 discount. It's Local 20s, which you put in, you get 20% off, and that includes your beer. So head down to Coppertop and do that. That's pretty much all the news today, guys. There not much came out. We'll have more tomorrow and for sure Friday. So just keep checking back in with us at that, and we will call it a short news day. This has been Eastern Sierra Now. Thank you so much for listening. This is Jesse Steele.